Lately, we've been playing a shell game called Vaccination, a sleight-of-hand magician's trick of trying to figure out who, where, when our vaccine might be available. A few days ago, after a tip from a friend, it seemed as if we might get a shot over at our sister island, Whidbey, at some drugstore in downtown Oak Harbor. We made a reservation, then got an email alert that residents here on the South End could go to a closer pharmacy in a county not ours because evidently our vaccines were going to help their county out. A few days later, we got another email alert that our first reservation had moved back 2 weeks. The closer one seemed to drop us, but no matter. The first one moved the reservation we had, just had put back 2 weeks, moved forward a week. Okay, I don't get it either. Meanwhile, friends were informing us that they had received their vaccinations at a local private health clinic only a few miles north from us. But when we tried to see if we might get an appointment, their website informed us their supply of vaccine had already been exhausted. Please stand by. Yesterday we got a notice from the first place we contacted, something to the effect that supplies were limited and running out, but rest assured, we would keep our place in line, wherever that place was. If you aren't confused yet, you will be soon. Unless you were one of those who somehow managed to navigate the labyrinth and find the moldy cheese at the middle of a berserk maze. Now, I'm not one of those yahoos who blame the government for everything from my broken shoelace to my bad haircut, but I have to say, this rollout for a vaccine that we have known was coming for months and, dare I mention, seems incredibly important to our national health, our economy, and our futures, is a total mess. Apparently, in this sovereign state of mind, the critical information is relayed primarily by rumor and Facebook, which, to me, are essentially the same thing. It's a sign of the times, I guess, that information now is funneled through the lens of YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and now the right-wing megaphones, monetized and uncorroborated faith-based social media. Sure, why not? We don't trust government any longer. We don't trust the news media. We wouldn't believe in God herself if she came down with golden tablets to give us the facts. But if the government wanted to use a social media platform to disseminate critical information, why not use the Skeeter Daddle Diaries blog site? Good as any, better than some. If you don't happen to be one of the readers of my fast-breaking news blog, then I guess you won't get your vaccination. Doesn't seem fair, you say? Maybe if you're lucky, one of the readers will email or call you to let you in on the latest developments where to get your COVID shot. Welcome to America, dude, and good luck. You'll need it.